And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
We're the Pop Patrol. Head to the dirt.
Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo TB, pop the trunk.
Cause we make a pop the trunk and hit the switch.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Now give me your boom.
He is Jalen Rose.
What up, Del?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in. Center stage on the mic.
We putting it on wax. It's the new style.
We're Jalen Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get a people. What they want.
So much to talk about. Lamar Jackson, MVP, big trust, Ravens rolling. When we sat down on Sunday to watch the Texans against the Ravens, the most anticipated matchup of the weekend, I did not expect it to go like this. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens absolutely dominated the Texans. Lamar Jackson made light work of the Texans. Were you as surprised as I was at how they made this look so easy?
I was surprised they made it look so easy, but I'm definitely not surprised that they won by double digits. The Ravens are a complete football team led by that highlight factory of a gentleman playing quarterback in Lamar Jackson, who a lot of people slept on as a quarterback, saying that he may even need to switch positions.
Yep.
And all that he's done the last couple of weeks is pass for four touchdowns in each game. And it looks a lot different. If you're a receiver and you want to put up fantasy numbers, you don't want to go play with them because his wide receivers have caught the fewest yards in the entire league. However, if you play tight ends.
Tight ends. You want to go play with them. There's a lot of spots for you if you're a tight end in purple.
No question, because they're going to do a lot of running, do a lot of masking of what they do. And then Mark Ingram was great out of the backfield catching too as well.
So I remember after last week's Monday night game, everyone's talking about Russell Wilson as the MVP. But I've been on the Lamar Jackson is not just the front runner for the MVP, but the clear front runner as the MVP. And a gentleman by the name of Mark Ingram agrees. Let's check in with the Ravens running back.
Now I would just like to introduce y'all to the man, the myth, the legend, the MVP front runner. If anybody else got to say something different about that, then come see me.
Yep.
I'm right here in B-More outside the bank. If you got an issue with that, come see me.
Whoop.
I'm about that.
Whoop.
Big trust.
Whoop.
Woo woo. Lamar Jackson in the flesh.
Big
yes, sir.
Big
trust.
Big trust. Woo woo. He said, come see me. Jalen, what do you think about his support of his quarterback?
You already know I'm a diehard Lions fan.
Mm-hmm.
But who's the team I stand on the table about the most?
You love the Ravens.
Who's the squad I said for the culture?
You love the Ravens.
No doubt about it. And you know what I noticed when I was watching Mark Ingram, Flinttown native, have so much fun? It made me remember how Alvin Kamara ain't having as much fun without him.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So it shows me that this is something that he brings to a team. Okay.
That's a good point.
And they continue to up Lamar at every chance they get. And again, when you have a run-dominant setup for your offense, guess what that allows the defense to do? Rest.
Yep.
So now when they get out there, they're physical, they're fast, they're making plays, they was getting after Watson, sacking them.
It's
making life difficult for them the entire game.
When you watch this game, it's so easy to walk away and be like, wow, Lamar's impressive. But let's not forget Judon, who's always, it seems like he's always in the backfield. Let's also not forget Marcus Humphrey, who's trying to make a case as one of the best cornerbacks in the league, quietly because so much focus is on Lamar Jackson and Mark Ingram.
That's my guy right there. And how they added Peter quietly from the Rams.
Yep.
To help solidify. Added Earl Thomas in the offseason. Now all of a sudden they have a physical defensive lineup that can play against anybody on
the
nightly basis.
You know I don't like giving you credit. I hate to give you credit.
Hate it.
But you have been on the Ravens all season. I think it had something to do with the Harbaugh connection, but the fact is you've been talking about the Ravens all season long. The Ravens look like the best team in the AFC, to me, to my eyes. But they don't have the best record in the AFC. That belongs to the New England Patriots, who went up against the Eagles, and it wasn't the most impressive Patriot performance, but it got them the win. They now have the best record, as I said, in the AFC. Good defensive performance from the Patriots once again. The defense started the year going really well, but they've come together the past couple weeks. So, Jalen, my question for you is, who do you think is the best team in the AFC?
I just can't wait Because it's going to happen at some point of the season again to see the Patriots defense on the field versus the Ravens offense.
Oh, we saw it.
Like those two units later in the season, that's going to be must-see TV. So for the Patriots, their defense has been stout all year. But I'm struggling to figure if their offense is going to get it together. Mm-hmm. I don't believe so. Gronk got a big announcement on IG at 9 a.m. on Tuesday.
No. It's going to be some cannabis company or something. Correct. It's going to be some boat cruise. Like, I ain't falling for that, Gronk. I ain't falling for that.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm with you. And the point I was going to make is he ain't coming back to try to participate.
No. No.
Okay, they don't have big-time speed on the outside, which was why they was going after AB, which is why they kept trying to give Gordon multiple chances. They don't have those players.
They don't.
And Sanu, you hoped that he was going to be a lot more productive. I don't like them having him return punts. He hurt his ankle trying to do it in the game. Team double and triple teaming Edelman. He threw a touchdown pass. Did. So they're trying to be creative in order to manufacture offense.
It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I anticipate a Ravens-Patriots AFC Championship game. I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but I think whoever hosts that game wins that game. That's why this is so important.
Can I say one thing about the Eagles? About Nelson Aguilar. Remember the gentleman that was saving babies from the building?
That was a tough catch.
And instead of pounding his chest on the news, what did he say?
He said, I didn't drop him, unlike Aguilar.
Okay. Now, it is a tough catch.
That's a tough catch.
You get paid a lot of money to make tough catches.
It did bounce off both his hands at the same time.
Correct. Yeah. Like Carson Wentz, could have handed it to him better.
I was too focused on whether or not Carson Wentz had a sleeve tattoo.
He did. I'm glad you peeped that too. He got some new work.
It was an arm sleeve, a camouflage arm sleeve. Now, Jalen.
Yes.
We're talking about the best teams in the AFC. The Patriots have the best record in the AFC. The team with the best record in the NFC. The San Francisco 49ers. They face the Cardinals, and I had my eye on this game. I was watching this one. I was like, whoa, they're down. Looks like they're about to have two losses on the season. And then it kind of happened. You know, these are the games you're going to have to win if you're going to make a run. Jimmy G put them in a really good position. Actually, after all these touchdowns, had them in a position just to kick a field goal to tie the game at the end. And then this throw, they didn't kick a field goal to tie the game and go into overtime. This throw got them the win. Did this make you feel better or worse about the 49ers?
It makes me feel better about the 49ers because the one thing about being a successful team, you got to be able to play from behind at some points of the season. Before they added Sanders, I wondered if they were put in a position to do so, could their offense muster up the kind of passing attack to do it? Because we know that they are run heavy, run dominant, do a terrific job of not only running the football, but being effective at it. So now seeing them down and pass their way back into the game, it gave me a level of belief that they are now in their legitimate conversation for me in the NFC.
There was a play in the last seconds of this game where the Cardinals were doing everything they could, just laddering the ball, throwing around the field, and there were certain people that were very invested in the outcome of that meaningless play. There were some people very invested in the outcome of that meaningless play, and I feel really good or really bad for those people.
But there was one play I have to say.
What's this?
Larry Fitzgerald, he sat Bosa. He sat him, ran into his route. I love to see that. That's old school physical football by that OG.
Okay. You know, your Lions tied the Cardinals. That might be their best performance of the season so far because the Lions had a chance to beat the Cowboys, maybe put themselves back into some consideration in the NFC. Jalen, did they beat the Cowboys?
Yeah.
They did not beat the Cowboys. But, however, Dak Prescott, who has been up and down this season, had himself a really good game. They got Zeke involved out of the backfield, as you see on a play right here. Nice catch from him. And Zeke out of the backfield is something they've kind of been missing this year. Do you think the Cowboys are starting to figure it out?
Well, they had to throw it to Zeke out of the backfield because he was getting nothing in the run game. We was not having that Zeke running the football thing. But shout to Dak Prescott. This game was all about Gallup getting open, Cobb making plays, Cooper still hobbled. And so Dak was the magician in the backfield that continued to pick our defense apart. But I must say this. Our quarterback name is Jeff Driscoll.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Matthew Stafford wasn't playing. Kerryon Johnson wasn't playing. They're probably not going to play again
Matthew
this
Stafford
year.
Stafford will be ready next week, right?
No.
Oh, no, week after that?
No.
A week after that?
No.
A week after that?
No.
The rest of the season?
Nah, yeah.
Oh.
I pretty much feel like he and Kerryon are not going to play again this year. So.
Can you blame him?
I don't blame him, but I want to say this about the Cowboys defense. We's moving the ball against them.
Yeah. I used to love the Cowboys linebackers. Your namesake, Jalen Smith, Vander Esch, out there. I was their speed going sideline to sideline. I used to be so impressed with their D line, with D Ware. I was like, this is, look at this team. This team's got a great defense. I don't know where that team has been for a while now.
They got something to get that together.
I think they do feel like they're starting to figure out the offense, but I think it's important to say that until that defense really comes together, correct, you can't talk to me about them and the Seahawks and the 49ers and the Packers and the Saints. I'm not ready for that yet. Okay. One thing though, Dak had a great performance this week, but last week he really had a performance that captured the nation. And that was his warm-up dance. Opening up the hips, you know, we did it. And then we had this. We had Zeke. And Zeke is doing it now. I feel like Zeke didn't put all the oomph into it that Dak did. What do you think about Zeke's celebration?
I love it. He's paying homage to his quarterback that's played terrific football. Zeke got his money in the offseason. Obviously, he wants to see Dak get paid. And this is the dance craze that's sweeping the nation.
It is. It is. Good for them. Jalen, there's a lot of action in sports over the weekend. But there's now time for news that really matters. Okay. A very important scientific study was done, Jalen Rose. We have the results of this important scientific study. The results are that approximately 45% of people involved in the study were the same draws 2 days in a row.
That's just nasty.
Now, I don't think they make it a habit. I think 45% of people have done this more than once. But I'm going to say this. You're lying. The other 65% of people are lying. Listen, they've never, ever, ever, ever worn the same drawers 2 days in a row. Never, ever once. You never went to sleep in some drawers and woke up and you were late and just threw some pants on and got out the door. You're going to really sit here and act like you've never done that once in your life, Jalen Rose?
Yep. Whatever different phases of my life.
Okay.
Early phases of my life is I couldn't control my underwear consumption.
Okay.
Okay. Because my mom was buying me those Fruit of the Looms and I didn't have 30 different pairs a month.
Yeah.
And you weren't able to just wash your clothes anytime you got ready.
So tell the people this
is water control.
Tell the people in this, that are watching this nationally televised program, how you behave in this phase of your life, the rich Jalen Rose.
Okay. Once I got to high school though, not at all would I wear the same underwear 2 days in a row.
Never once.
Never once.
Okay.
Not even a question. And here's why. A couple of reasons. One, as a man, sometimes using the bathroom multiple times a day, it's a little dribble in your underwear.
We don't have to get too specific about the details.
It's a little dribble in your underwear.
We are all human beings. We all understand the functionality of our nether regions.
Exactly. And once I look down and see some dribble in my underwear, I don't want to rock them the next day. I got to wash them.
Okay.
So since high school, I am not rocking the same underwear back-to-back days. Not going to be able to do it.
Tell the people what you do now, because it's one of the most embarrassing things about your life.
I'm not necessarily proud of this.
You shouldn't be.
I'm not necessarily proud of this, but sometimes underwear probably only get worn once by me.
And then you put them in the garbage.
I'm not proud of that. I don't think it's cute. I don't think it's cool.
It's embarrassing.
It's just one of those things. It's just one of those things when you're young. When I'm shooting on the Nerf hoop, I'm like, I want to make it to the NBA. And I have certain goals, certain dreams. So now you see me rocking things that I always wanted when I was little. And one of the things I always wanted when I was little was fresh underwear.
Fresh draws.
Fresh underwear.
Congratulations on you having fresh draws.
That's one of the things I always wanted.
I feel like you're too rich. I'm just saying. Like, you're rich, but you're too rich.
You don't have to be rich to have fresh underwear.
No, I know, but like, you can wash them. You can put them in the hamper and wash them and then wear them again like a normal person.
They come three in a pack, five in a pack.
I got draws in my drawer. Older than my oldest kid.
No.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yo, those are keepsakes. Those draws have a story to tell. Jalen, the Los Angeles Lakers waxed the Hawks last night. They pulled ahead early and never looked back. LeBron James had 33 points, 12 assists, and 7 rebounds. And they did that all in front of a gentleman by the name of Kobe Bean Bryant. Jalen Rose, one thing about LeBron's this year, which is really worth talking about, is just how many assists he has. He had 11, he's averaging 11.2 assists on the season and leading the NBA. What do you think about his playmaking this
Anybody season? Paying attention understood that LeBron James ending his season last April was going to be trouble for the rest of the league.
It's a great point. It's not talked about enough.
Yeah, he made it to the consecutive finals basically for a decade. So now all of a sudden you give him 5.5 months leading into a season. You add Anthony Davis. You add shooting and Danny Green, defense and Avery Bradley, more and size and Dwight Howard.
You add all the chatter about Kawhi Leonard being the best player in basketball, too.
In his same building, in the same town. And Kawhi did win finals MVP.
Deservedly.
Absolutely. So now LeBron has what we always discuss that he needs in order to function at his maximum. Defense.
And shooters.
And so that's how you get dimes. And Kuzma's a finisher.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they can play it in the half court. They can get out in full court. And playing in white uniforms make everybody just look faster. Didn't they look fast? Like, he looked fast out there. And Kobe, I was glad to see him at the game.
Yep.
I was glad to see Dwight Howard go dap him up and them squash whatever
nice
they had going.
You know I love to see that.
No question. But Evan Turner did put LeBron on skates.
Yes. There's a puddle on the floor. There must be some sweat in the floor. There's some sweat in the floor or something. There's some sweat in the floor.
That did happen.
There's some sweat in the floor.
But LeBron James has really been dominant this year, and I always love seeing a 6'9 guy averaging double figure assists.
That is
balling.
I'm sorry. There was only one other player over 6'8 that has done so. I forgot that person's name.
Irvin.
Oh, yes.
Magic. Johnson.
That's right. And also, LeBron James isn't just getting the assists. He's moving the ball. He's the third in the league at just overall passes. Like, he's moving the ball around. Anthony Davis is getting more passes than anyone else from LeBron, as he should. I love playmaker LeBron. I love motivated LeBron. And this is the LeBron that I really wanted to see this year. And this is the one that we're getting. And the Lakers look good. The Lakers look really good. And they have one of the best records in the league, the team with the best record in the league, going into the game last night or yesterday with the Boston Celtics. They were 10-1 on a 10-game win streak when they went into Sacramento. And, oh, wait a second, Buddy Hield happened. I remember him. Buddy Hield got traded for Boogie Cousins. Huh. Wonder who got the better of that one. He had 35 points. And it came down to the final possession. Marcus Smart had the ball, hadn't been shooting well.
Float on.
Floated up, hung on the rim, and then rimmed out. Jalen Rose. The Kings started out really bad, but they have now won 5 of 7. What do you think about Hield and the Kings' performance?
And that's without De'Aaron Fox. I want to give Buddy Hield a lot of credit. A knockdown three-point shooter, can do it off the catch, can do it off the dribble, do it contested, does it uncontested. And so now all of a sudden that unlocked the rest of his game. The Boston Celtics got off to a terrific start, 1-10 straight. This is an NBA road loss.
Yep.
You know, I'm not going to overreact either way. As it relates to the Boston Celtics not getting it done against the Kings on paper, but I want to give Sacramento credit for taking care of business on their home floor with a young basketball team.
You know who I want to celebrate? Luke Walton. Luke Walton had a tough year. He had a tough go as the head coach of the Lakers. There's a lot of reasons that were not his fault and why he wasn't able to be successful in that building. Then he comes over to the Kings. You're thinking, all right, low expectations, no big deal. They started off so slow that people started to use his name again. Mm-hmm. I'm just happy for him that he's got this team winning again because I believe in Luke Walton. There's a gentleman plays for the Houston Rockets. It's absolutely unstoppable with the basketball. James Harden on Friday night had 44 points against the Pacers. Then yesterday he had 49 points against the Timberwolves. He's averaging, this is an average, not a career high, 39.5 points a game. Jalen, what is happening with James Harden?
I love having the remote control in my hand, league pass, and trying to figure out what James Harden is going to do on a nightly basis.
Mm-hmm.
Because each game, he's going for 100 points.
It's my number one league pass team. If I see the Rockets are playing, I say sorry to every other team.
Let me rewind the tape. Each game, he's going for 100 points. This dude shoot the ball 30 to 35 times every night. He's taking 15 to 20 threes every night. There's going to be a game where he just erupts for like 98 or something like that this year. I'm telling you right now.
Wait, I'm sorry, 98 points?
Yeah. He's going for it. The game that he had 49, he took 41
First
shots.
First of all, there is no player in the future of the NBA that's ever going to score 98. Because that's going to be working to get him 100 so hard. No one will ever get over 90 without taking at least the last 15 shots of a basketball game.
But no, what's going to happen is once he gets 90, it's going to be like a minute and a half to go in the game.
Yeah,
and only he can get you a quick eight.
Yeah.
He'll still get you a quick eight.
You just want someone to score over 81. I know how this goes.
That's going to happen.
But let me go negative for a second. 16 of 41 is not a very efficient night on the basketball court. So, like, it is 49 points sounds great, and averaging 39.5 sounds great, but 16 for 41, Jalen?
Too much volume. I like the fact that he's a rugged player, an adorable guy.
Yep.
That could get out there, because by the way, it takes a lot to be able to get those attempts up. A lot of focus, a lot of discipline, and continuing to shoot when you miss it.
I know you. You could be in an empty gym with a ball rack after 41. You'd be like, I'm tired.
Right.
Just shoot, right. Stand in the same spot.
And he cooks on a lot of his attempts before he gets the shot off. It's isolation. Only James Harden, and I paid attention to the coverage over the last couple of days, can make people not talk about Russell Westbrook.
That's a great point.
Just think about that for a second. But if they're going to be a great team, we need to be talking about Russell, too.
And Clint Capella.
So the volume, to me, has to come down.
Mm-hmm.
The efficiency has to go up. But I appreciate the fact that he's bringing it on a nightly basis.
I want to talk about efficiency, the other side of efficiency. Paul George. I did not see this coming. He scored 37 points in 21 minutes. Again, 37 points in 21 minutes. Jalen, just explain to people that are watching this program exactly what that means.
So here's what that means. I think it was 2004, 2005. There were three people that score over 25 points in less than 30 minutes.
Wow.
Sabonis, Ben Gordon, and yours truly. The pace of the game has gotten so fast.
Mm-hmm.
People shoot so early in the shot clock. The three-point shot is so very prevalent. And the most important thing, these guys are uber skilled.
Yes.
And when they get going, it's hard to shut them off. And people continue to feed the hot hand. And I appreciate that because for a time in the league, that had gotten lost. And so for Paul George, for him to come back and erupt these couple of games like he has, it's been great to watch.
We've seen so many basketball players come back from injury and sort of work their way back into the rotation. He's getting the small minutes to work his way back in the rotation, but the amount of offensive production and defense he's playing has just been absolutely – I'm flabbergasted. I did not see this coming. I'm shocked by this, and I am terrified of what happens when you finally put Kawhi and Paul George on the floor at the same time, hitting on all cylinders.
His game elevated in OKC. And he's back playing like the player he was in Indy before he got injured. People sleep on the fact that the Pacers were in Eastern Conference Championships. Yep. He was driving down the lane, doing big-time dunks, getting dapped from LeBron James. And then his injury happened, and I think now going to OKC, playing alongside Russ, being in the MVP conversation, now playing in Cali, he living his best life.
Jalen. So you know I've got kids, and one thing my kids are learning about science and botanicals and how plants capture CO2. What if industrial plants could also capture CO2? Think about how that would help lower emissions on the planet. More and more scientists think carbon capture is the key to reducing CO2 emissions all around the globe. It's just one way that ExxonMobil is helping industrial plants be more like plants. That's the unexpected energy of ExxonMobil. Jalen Rose, a lot of the conversation over this weekend has been about Colin Kaepernick. He had a workout scheduled at the Falcons facility for Saturday at 3 p.m. There were some differences between Kaepernick's camp and the NFL, who set up the network. Some differences that were involved, not limited to media availability, who's going to film the workout, and a waiver that they wanted Kaepernick to sign to participate in the workout. The two sides could not come to any agreement about it. So what ended up happening is Kaepernick had his own workout approximately 60 miles away on Saturday afternoon, filmed it, streamed it, and then briefly spoke to the media afterwards. Jalen, there's been a lot of discussion about this. I know you've been involved with it heavily. What do you think about how everything went down on Saturday?
So it's a lot to unpack, so I'm going to take the Kaepernick angle first.
Okay.
I have no problems with his attire, his Kunta Kinte t-shirt. I have no problem with him changing the workout location. The ultimate goal was to have something take place that hadn't taken place in 3 years. That's for him to have an opportunity to work out in front of NFL personnel.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, whether 24 teams are there at the Falcons facility, whether 8 teams are at the high school where he ultimately worked out, ultimately it only takes one to sign him. That's the most important thing we can't lose sight of. And whether he worked out well or not, whether the footage was going to be legitimate or not, whether he had a good or bad day, we all know he's not in the league because of football. We all know that he's not in the league because of how he plays football.
Yep.
He's not in the league because he chose to do a peaceful protest and take a knee about racial injustices that happen throughout the United States of America. And he used his voice at his job to do so. And that makes a lot of people uncomfortable. So I was, however, happy that he got a chance to talk in front of cameras, because over the last couple of years, while there's been a lot of discussion about him,
good point,
in a sports context, it was great for me to see him speak, and I appreciated his passion. It seemed like he was almost going to be brought to tears with emotion if you hear him talk about the level of passion and how he's available for teams, he's available for interviews, he's just looking for an opportunity. And I appreciate that. But here's a different angle. Let me take the NFL angle. I also can't be mad at them for trying to give him an opportunity. Whether it was 3 days, 3 hours, 3 months, 3 years, they gave him an opportunity. Personnel was going to be there. Now, granted, it wasn't a perfect storm.
No.
It didn't happen on a Tuesday. Media may or may not have been available. It did happen on a Saturday where coaches and GMs were not going to be available. But to me, it was a journey starts with a single step. And I know when you've been discriminated against the way he has, there's going to be a level of trust that you're just not going to have. But also, there was a settlement that took place between those two entities.
Mm-hmm.
Not only to squash what they had going, but I'm pretty sure fiscally, some money changed hands.
Absolutely.
So now when that happens, you hope that the two sides can come fair and equitable to agree on whether he should sign a waiver or not, whether the media should be there or not, what day it should happen on. And for them not to be able to agree, it's like a relationship. But the end goal to me wasn't perfect, but it still happened because NFL personnel was still there and present. Now, lastly, let me get to the Jay-Z and Roc Nation part of this. They don't deserve any slander because over 3 years, he was not working out in front of NFL personnel. The last time I paid attention, over the last 90 days, they helped bridge the opportunity for this to actually take place. And it did take place where he was throwing footballs to receivers. Cameras were there. He got a chance to speak. NFL personnel was there. It was not a perfect storm, but that is something I want to make sure that I acknowledge and give them credit for helping them make that happen for Colin, because they don't get anything in return from it. They're just trying to help him and the NFL arrange a situation that completely has been a divorce of the two sides.
So I think a lot of this really gets down to the waiver that he was asked to sign. Now, I didn't read the entire waiver and I'm not a lawyer, but there was some reports that it was not a standard waiver that they give to all the other workouts. And there was some language in there that was saying, basically, our collusion case has been settled. There can be no further legal action after this workout. And to me, that's what it really boils down to, is his lawyers didn't want him to sign the waiver. The NFL didn't want to move off the waiver. And my question for you is there a role for Roc Nation and Jay-Z to sort of mediate between the two sides?
I think the mediation happened for him to be on the field throwing football with eight teams present. That took place.
Mm-hmm.
For him to be in front of microphones to be able to continue to disseminate his word to the public, that did take place. And opportunity is what you want to give him. And it was not a perfect storm in any way, shape, or form.
No.
But I did appreciate him having an opportunity, because let's get back to the fact. We all know the workout, in my eyes, is irrelevant overall, because that ain't the reason why he ain't in the league. There's 90 yeah. people being paid to play
quarterback.
People
didn't forget he could play quarterback.
But I got to also say this. The idea that he does not want to play football is absurd for people to say. You know who didn't want to play football? Jay Cutler.
Andrew Luck.
Jay Cutler didn't want to play football.
Yeah.
And they got him off of television, pay him $10 million to do so. So the opportunities have been very hard to come by for Colin. And also, there are some teams that are willing to take a chance with
Colin
Kaepernick.
So I guess that's to put a bow on this. What do you think happens now? Do you think that he will sign to an NFL roster?
I hope so. I don't think that how it went down got him closer to the goal, but unlike a lot of people, I don't think it got him further away from it. Because now, to me, this set a template. So now when there's owners meetings,
mm-hmm.
he could go stage another workout, just like he did. Now the opportunity of him being seen by a couple of teams that off wax have shown interest, the Falcons, the Dolphins, but in a context, they didn't want to be isolated by bringing him in for a workout.
No, because then it becomes about them. Yeah, it comes about them.
And then it becomes about them. And then they get attacked by people who don't like the fact that they did so.
I want to see him in the NFL. I want to see him wear a helmet. I want to see him play in the NFL. I really do. Well, there were some other NFL games that actually played this Sunday, and one had a shocking result at the half. The Minnesota Vikings, who I think are one of the top teams in the NFC, were down 20 to the Broncos at home, and then Kirk Cousins turned it on in the second half. You see him here throwing some great passes to open receivers. Jalen Rose, if you're a Vikings fan, are you discouraged about this or encouraged about this? I can't tell.
You're encouraged because it's hard to win in professional sports. And in the NFL, you're going to get behind. Mm-hmm. That's why you got to be able to play in all facets in order to be a great team. And it does say something that Kirk Cousins was able to lead this team back. Yep. Dalvin Cook has been terrific all year. Stephon Diggs is one of the top receivers in the game. He's continued to play in without Thielen. And so it is impressive for them to come back against the Denver Broncos team. They have some playmakers on defense, in particular Von Miller.
You know what I love more than Stephon Diggs' game? Just checking out the cleats he wears every week. He had some great cleats this week. Jalen, it is now time for Cultural or Regional. Jalen, the Colts scored a touchdown, and, you know, you can celebrate now. So they did a little orchestrated celebration I really want you to see. Now, this is Quentin Nelson scoring what he thought was a touchdown. And then afterwards, him and his lineman buddies get together, and they mock a keg stand. Jalen Rose, keg stands, cultural or regional?
1,000% cultural. Because I was one of the people watching the game, like, what are they doing?
See, I had no trouble deciphering what was going on.
What are they doing?
You know I'm watching because Jacoby's playing.
Correct.
Yeah, you know I'm watching because Jacoby's playing.
So let me do a couple of distinctions.
Okay.
And please correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
One, black people do not want to get lifted off the ground.
That's fair.
Number two, do not pick me up, and I don't need props in order to get me to drink. I'm a willing participant. I don't need the rah-rah. I don't need the hype. I don't need the encouragement. And lastly, people still do beer kegs? Is that what that was?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? People still do beer kegs?
Once they get out of college?
Oh, yeah. It's an efficient, it's a fiscally responsible way to drink beer. I, you know what? I'm not done doing keg stands. I'm in my 40s. I still got a few more keg stands left in me.
So you mean to tell me after you play pickup basketball and you and the fellas out having beverages, y'all doing that?
No, I'm not buying a keg. We're going to a bar, man. You got a lot to learn about drinking beer. You know what I mean? You have a lot to learn. I'll teach you. We'll do some research.
My beer drinking days ended with 40 ounces.
Jalen, the Raiders beat the Bengals. Now, not that big a deal, but the Raiders are now sitting in a position in the AFC West where they're actually testing the Chiefs. Jalen, what do you think about John Gruden's turnaround?
Thank you for giving my guy John Gruden some love. But let's make this about the Bengals.
Let's make this about the Bengals.
Okay, okay. How bad are they at football?
They're disrespecting the sport. They're disrespecting the sport of football, because I watch some of these games, you know, just like you, I watch a lot of Red Zone, and I go all through the NFL different options, just there's commercial breaks, you end up on a Bengals game, what are they doing? It's one thing to tank, but you can win a game. You can win a game. Like, wait, I'm sorry, what's another team that's gone 0-16?
Meow.
Oh, wait, the Lions.
And the Browns.
And the Browns recently. How did it feel to be a fan of those Lions and watch them go 0-16?
It doesn't make you feel good because, unlike you, and it makes you want to consider being die easy when they're so very bad
it's
for so long.
It's hard to repair the relationship.
Correct.
You lose trust in the relationship. You know you lose trust. It takes time to gain it back. With they're gonna have to gain back the trust and love of their fans after this terrible season.
Those tickets should be free.
The people of Cincinnati deserve better than this.
You know what we should do? We should take our show to Cincinnati.
Let's go to a home game in the jungle. Yeah. Let's take it to the jungle. Yeah, you know I want some great Cincinnati
tell
too.
Us why we should come to a game and do our show from there.
And I watched a lot of Hard Knocks. I want to give a big shout to Max Crosby. Had 4 sacks on the day. He was a big star of Hard Knocks. I think it was a 4th-round pick. Well, like I said, the Raiders won. They're putting a little bit of pressure on the Chiefs. Chiefs play tonight against the Chargers, who have been pretty good lately, in Los Angeles on Monday Night Football. Do you think the Chiefs need to win this game?
Absolutely. And both of these squads are going to light up the scoreboard. Remember I told you that. I expect a high-scoring game. The Chiefs' defense can't seem to get stops when they need to. Yet the Chargers' offense, when they get going, can put up a lot of points. And we know what Patrick Mahomes can do with that high-powered offense when they're hitting on all cylinders. I expect this to be a high-scoring game.
Who's going
to
win the game?
I'm going to take Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs.
And Tyreek Hill.
I'm taking the Chiefs.
But don't sleep. I think Keenan Allen's going to have a good game. He's been quiet the last couple of weeks.
It is now time for Jalen of the Week. Jalen, I had the kids all weekend. Put the kids to bed. Just wanted to see what kind of night games were on. And we had the Sooners against the Baylor Bears. In Texas, huge game. And I watched the game sitting down, getting ready. Looked like a blowout. Looked like an absolute blowout. Baylor came out so hot, both offensively and defensively. Jalen Hurts seemed confused. Threw a couple picks, and then it happened in the second half. Comeback time. Jalen Hurts brought this team back, turned his performance around, turned the whole team around in both phases of the ball, and gave the Sooners a huge win against the Bears. What did you think about your namesake, Jalen Hurts' performance?
Both of these teams highly ranked.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's important, the outcome for their trajectory moving forward.
Yep.
The first thing I thought about after watching them get down in the first half was he used to be the quarterback at Alabama, and their quarterback got injured yesterday.
You think Nick Saban wouldn't mind if Jalen Hurts was coming off the bench for him next week?
How about that? And so for him to go to Oklahoma and play under Lincoln Riley, who's had back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners, that was a moment of resolve at halftime. And the way they came out and responded in the second half deserves the opportunity to be Jalen of the Week because Hurt led them to victory.
He really did. And he is a true dual threat quarterback. Jalen, there's another – we've covered a lot of football, covered a lot of NFL football, a lot of college football. Did Michigan play this weekend?
They did.
Did Michigan play the Spartans this weekend?
Where's my theme music at?
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Every Super Bowl hero needs theme music.
Let me get you something.
Yes. 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 You see that? So we got Indiana coming up, right?
Yep.
We play Indiana.
Yep.
And then we play the Buckeyes. Oh, and by the way, my nephew Troy graduated from Michigan State. Nephew, I know you're watching the show. I need my 50 push-ups. I need my 50 push-ups.
This is your national platform.
Post it
to
on
get
Instagram.
Push-ups from your nephew.
Yes, yes.
Okay is not just okay. Whether we're talking about your wireless network or your college football. So on Saturday morning, when you're looking for the game to watch, we know you're all in for your team. Jalen's in for Michigan. But after that, don't settle for just an okay matchup. Get the best matchups. Do what I do. Find the best game that's going on with the best teams and the best players. Like choosing a wireless network. You want to go with America's best network, AT&T. Just like the best of best in college football, you can never settle for just okay. Whether you're picking what type of meats to put on the grill. Jalen likes lamb chops. I like steaks. You know what? Good hot dog. Nothing beats that off the grill. Or you're choosing the best beverages to go with your food. Or the best gear to wear to represent your team. Okay is just not okay, especially when it comes to your wireless network. So get AT&T, America's best network, and stay on top of your game all season long. Best network based on WGS One Score, September 2019. The Jalen and Jacoby Podcast is presented by Goodyear. Discover the possibilities. Goodyear, more driven. Jalen, we always say we don't force topics. There's so much going on in the NFL and college football, college basketball, NBA, that we need you to decide whether we talk about something or not. For this segment, we have Buck Keep It Moving. If you want to talk about it, you say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
Take care.
Both Jared Goff and Mitchell Trubisky were pretty unimpressive last night. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
We're going to keep it moving.
Let's keep it moving on this one.
We keep it moving.
I tried.
Great to see Todd Gurley get some carries.
Markel Fultz.
Hit the brakes.
Okay. Fultz not only had a career high 19 points, he hit two NBA 3-point shots. We all know about his jumps. Look at that. They're letting him shoot. He's like, fine, I'll shoot. No big deal. And at the end of the game, Jalen Rose, he came up with not just a big stop, but the stop. And then he gathers the ball, gets the steal, and then the dunk. Jalen, what do you think about the big coming out party from Markelle Fultz in Orlando?
There were a couple of young players that you saw me stand on the table and feel like didn't get a fair opportunity when they were members of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Mm-hmm.
Jahlil Okafor
mm-hmm.
and Markelle Fultz.
Yep.
I cannot believe on the last day of a regular season, he had a triple-double. And then you're playing against the Boston Celtics where you traded basically him for Tatum.
Essentially.
He had to sit on the bench and watch Tatum get buckets, and he getting DMPs?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to be a guy that continued to uplift this young man and hope for him to get an opportunity. Now that he has it in Orlando, he's making the most of it. Don't sleep on if Aaron Gordon ends up somewhere else. I'm looking at you,
Indiana.
Oh,
I can see that as the season moves on. Yep.
Jaylen, looking at you, Indiana.
There's an undefeated college basketball team that I think you would like to discuss. Keep moving.
Hit the brakes.
The Michigan Wolverines beat whatever, whoever Elon is. And they now have another tune-up game and then Iowa State and then Louisville. Do you think they're getting themselves ready for these big games that are coming up?
I think Juwan is doing a terrific job of implementing his style of play and his voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing as a leader you're required to do in earning the trust of your roster. And they're now believing in him and believing in themselves, and they're going out and playing really hard. I'm really happy to see my Wolverines undefeated.
We have a LaMelo Ball update here on Jalen Jacoby.
Hit the brakes.
LaMelo Ball didn't have a great game against the number one team in the Australian League. He had some foul trouble, 0 points in the first half, but he got around 16 points at the end of the half. He was 1 for 5 from three.
Ooh.
Jalen, what do you think about some of these ups and downs he's having?
That happens in basketball. He's still a young player.
Mm-hmm.
Foul trouble can happen to anyone. But his skill and his talent is undeniable. 6'7" point guard shooting runners and floaters like that. Terrific young prospect.
You can always get the latest on LaMelo Ball here on Jalen Jacoby because I love LaMelo Ball. Jalen, bad news for Tua over the weekend. Hip injury.
This is one of the reasons why I feel like collegiate athletes got to find a way to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Going to keep it moving. Wishing a young fella love.
We keep it moving.
And a speedy recovery.
I have a play that I need you to see. Keep it moving and hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Oklahoma State quarterback Spencer Sanders did something that we've all kind of been waiting to happen. So there he is, rolling to his right, being attacked. Boom! Oh. Tried to hurdle. Watch the replay. Tried to hurdle, but ends up kind of trucking him. I can't tell if this is impressive or the last thing you want to see.
Well, what it reminds me of is when AB got a long touchdown for the Steelers. And he ran and jumped on the goalpost like that.
That's exactly what it's like.
But the problem is the goalpost didn't move.
Yeah. It was like there's part of me that was like, wow, that was really unimpressive. He didn't hurdle over him, but he also kind of ran through him and got those extra yards. I am a little concerned about his reproductive organs moving forward. I got too hot for TV topic. I got
too hot for TV.
Jalen, I didn't even try to get this one on the TV show. Sometimes I try, and people more intelligent, responsible than me say, you can't do that on the TV show. I didn't even try to get this one on the TV show. There's a young woman by the name of Tiana Trump. Stick to sports. Tiana Trump is she's an adult film actress, I think it's safe to say. Adult film actress.
Just so you know, it's 2019. I have the internet. I'm on social media. I know who that is.
Okay. Well, she just sent a very simple tweet to the internet. I think it's no longer available, to be honest with you. The tweet, and I quote, Ms. Trump, quote, your player needs to pay me what he owes me at OKC Thunder.
Oh.
There's a lot of levels to this.
Whoa. I missed that.
A lot of levels to this.
A lot of football and a lot of basketball yesterday. I missed that.
So you know me. I don't miss things like this.
Oh, whoa.
Your player needs to pay me what he owes me at OKC Thunder. Didn't name any names. Didn't tweet at that person. Didn't at them. At their employer, the Oklahoma City Thunder. So imagine you're the social media manager for the Thunder. You're going through the accounts. You're seeing what the chatter is about your team online. And you see this. Jalen, take us behind the curtain. How could it be that a player for the Oklahoma City Thunder owes Tiana Trump some money?
So a couple of things, and I know you don't like follow-up questions. I first got familiar with her and her work via the young lady that came to the Kentucky game. And we were joking about, I think, PJ Washington, now with the Hornets, waving at her when he actually wasn't waving at her.
Mia Khalifa, maybe?
Okay.
Nope.
Maybe.
Is that? No, that's not her name. Nope.
I don't know. Why would you ask me people's names? I went to a college game like 2 years ago.
We're professionals. I'm putting it in a sports context.
Okay. Yes.
Brittany Renner.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Thanks, Rich.
Shout out to her. Great soccer player.
So she was at the Kentucky game. And so that's what made me get familiar with Miss Trump.
Shout out to Reg for knowing all the intel. Reg was like, I know exactly who that is. Brittany Renner.
That's why he's a ledge. Okay.
Shout out.
So what I gather from both of those ladies, they're professionals at what they do.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put them together in the same category, but we can move on.
I said at what they do.
Yes.
Okay. They're friends, but they're professionals at what they do.
Yes.
And one thing I learned from Ms. Trump is that if she does an action, she expects to get paid for it.
In a professional part of her life, I'm sure in her personal life, you know, she just enjoys company of others.
I'm just saying for the public consumption of,
sure,
you know, dealing with.
If she's in a film, she's paid for her performance.
Correct. And so this sounds like it was personal.
I don't think this was filmed.
I don't think this hasn't been distributed.
It might have been filmed. It wasn't distributed.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go. It sounds like she had some sort of relations with a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
And perhaps they had some sort of common understanding, a mutual understanding of there was going to be exchange of services. There'll be exchange of currency. That didn't happen. So she said, you know what? Instead of going after them, well, I'm sure she texted them a few times first.
So it don't always have to be about currency either.
Sure.
It could have been whatever they agreed to.
She did say pay me.
Right. I mean,
yeah, just say pay me.
Payment happens in a lot of different ways.
Sure.
It can be tickets.
I don't think they're going out to dinner.
It can be flights. Yeah. It can be.
Whatever.
Whatever arrangements that are made. But here's what I would like to say. This is really important. When you enter a professional business arrangement, each individual must hold up their end of the bargain. So is that fair?
That's very fair to say. Of course, no one's going to disagree with that. But here's my question to you is, you've been in the NBA locker room. I haven't. At the next shoot around, after this happens, what's the conversation amongst the teammates?
Oh, that's easy. They know who it is.
How do they know who it is?
Oh, they know who it is.
How do they know who it is?
Because they know the people that are paid for services.
Yep. They just know. This is just like family knows family. Yep. You know what I mean? Like so, Danilo, no one's asking Danilo Gallinari.
Let me ask you this. I'm going to tell you, it ain't Chris Paul.
No.
Right?
No.
Yeah. Why do you know it ain't him? I know it ain't him. Why do you know it ain't him?
Chris Paul?
Yeah, why do you know
it
ain't him?
He's too old. He's been in the league for like 15 years. This is someone who's been in the league, I guess, minus less than 4 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a youngster.
I'm not going to speculate.
I'm not going to throw one. I'm purposely not going to say one name.
Can't say a name.
But here's what I know. When he finally pays, because he going to pay.
Oh, yeah, something's going to happen.
He going to pay.
Yeah.
She going to air out who it was.
I don't think so. I think if she wanted to air who it was,
she got to get a pay first.
I think if she was going to air who it was,
dog. No,
here's the thing.
She hit. You don't have to hit my employer.
Yeah, and also like, I'm not familiar with Ms. Trump's work, Tiana Trump. Now I am. So that's a little clout for her. I didn't know who she was. Now I do. Man. Social media's changed the game.
She's a terrific performer.
Stop it. Let's move on.
I'm saying, it's like,
I got another story.
LeBron, Kawhi, Ms. Trump.
I got another story. I'm going to move on. Just stop. Stop. You heard my serious voice? Like talking to one of my kids.
Corporate Jacoby.
That was Dad Jacoby. Stop. This is what I always say. I'm not playing. There's a woman named Esperanza Gomez, and she was drinking some beers with her boyfriend on one Wednesday morning, probably a late Tuesday night, early in the morning. It was in Miami Beach.
I love Miami Beach.
According to the police report, another woman arrived at the apartment around midnight. She hung out with the three of them are hanging out.
Two girls, one guy?
Yep. And then sometime right before 3 a.m., the other woman left. Who knows what happened? Who knows what happened?
Okay.
But we do know that she became upset. Mm. And she tried to, I think, stab him, but then she ended up biting him in the nether regions.
Whoa. Whoa.
What?
And she was arrested. What? And then she said that she bit her boyfriend's penis out of, quote, frustration, end quote. Jalen Rose.
Crazy deranged.
What happened?
Crazy. Does this sound like... deranged. To me, this sounds like she regretted having a threesome.
I'm not going to speculate as to what happened. Deranged. We don't know what happened in there. But I think she was jealous. I'll say that.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know exactly what occurred. But you know what it is once the non-girlfriend leaves and the girlfriend looks at you and starts getting upset, yeah, whether you looked or said or did something that she didn't like.
Oh, you was really enjoying that,
yeah, exactly.
You
was really into that. It doesn't necessarily have to be a threesome.
You don't do that for me.
Oh, yeah. You were laughing at her jokes. Yeah. Oh, you thought her jokes were really funny. You never laughed at my jokes like that.
You don't do that for me.
You never complimented my shoes. I've been wearing shoes for the last 3 years.
I've been begging you to do that for me forever.
Exactly.
You know, you do get down there real quick.
After something like that occurred. But biting the penis out of frustration, that's taking it far. And here's another theory I have. It literally says drinking beers. There was more than beer involved.
Of course.
I got a theory.
No doubt about
that's
it.
That's not
no
beer behavior.
That's
you
not
drink
beer
enough
behavior.
Beers, you start getting slow. Your stomach is all sloshy.
Yes.
Like, there was more than beers involved.
So this falls under the category of Lorena Bobbitt.
Okay. For anyone under 30, who's Lorena Bobbitt?
Lorena Bobbitt infamously dismembered her partner below the waist.
Yes.
Okay. And threw it in the street or something crazy.
Oh, no, just threw it out the window of a car.
Yeah,
I think you got to put back on.
So a couple of things.
You can't just be throwing that out the window. Come on, Lorena.
Hey, you wouldn't know how much you appreciate it until it's gone.
I think they did get back together at some point, too.
No, I ain't getting back with you. I'm good. I ain't getting back with you.
I can get past a lot. We all go through things in relationships. I can get past a lot. I can't get past that one.
Because I need to meet somebody else that don't know that happened to me. And then get in a relationship with them for like 5 or 10 years and get married and have 5 kids. And then tell them that happened to me. Not the person that did that to me. So, if you're going to do that to me, you can't want to continue to be in a relationship with me.
This is not a fact of speculation. I promise they're still together. I promise right now they're still together. I promise.
See, that's that crazy. That's that too crazy in love for me.
Crazy deranged.
Ladies, we need your help.
Hey, ladies!
Call 95-80-JALEN right now.
Pick
up the phone right now.
Right now.
Don't wait until I'm done with the sentence. Don't wait until I hear the next voicemail. Pick up the phone right now. Dial 95-80-JALEN and leave us a voicemail. And if you leave us a voicemail, hold on a second. I just had a thought, Jalen.
I like when you have thoughts.
Oh no,
David.
This isn't good. So you've been really expanding the social media presence of the program.
Thank you, brother.
Through your Instagram account, your Twitter account.
Trying to step my game up.
But I think that you might be making the safe space that is the podcast exclusive topics less safe. Just saying out loud. You know what I mean? I looked over at the computer and I was like, yo, the executives don't listen to the podcast, but they might be on IG right now writing some important emails. The people have corner offices. All right, I'm gonna keep that in mind.
Hey man, we're not in the trunk anymore.
No, but
now
there's three levels. There's the TV topics. There's the Instagram live section of the podcast topics. Then there's the podcast only topics. I gotta keep that in mind. So if you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. And if you do, we'll play it on the show just like this.
Yo, J&J, what up, though? This Jarrell coming from the 313. Just got off work off that Chrysler 70 lawn. Shout out Reg. I got a fire cultural regional for you. I'm sitting here with my fiance and she said, black women do not like the dog sleeping in the bed. So is that cultural or regional? Dog sleeping in the bed with you. Just sleeping in dirty, nasty, smelly dog. Yo, I just want to figure that out. Yeah, this is a medicinal call, so I apologize, but I need y'all to answer this. Shout out Reg. Shout out 313. Shout out Pistons. Shout out the Lions, even though they suck. Keep getting them checks, because I'm getting mine every week, baby. Direct deposits. All right, peace.
Yo, sometimes you don't have to explain that the call's medicinal. You know what I mean? Sometimes you don't have to explain that the call's medicinal. Yep. Let me just say that. We know, dog. We know. We can tell. Yep. We can tell. Great question, though. Great question, though. And it's hard to answer the question because of this reason.
What?
Dog sleeping in the bed is not cultural or regional.
Suburban.
No. Do you know what it is? Single people. You're single. You got the dog in the bed. You either been married for 30 years or you're single. That's single. Because whether you are a man or a woman, if you're looking to have someone else join you in that bed, don't let the dog in there first.
Nope.
Wait, this is not gender specific. If you are a female going over a guy's house for the first time, you're thinking tonight might be the night it happens. And then you get into the bedroom. You told yourself you're just going to sit in the living room and have one drink and then leave. And somehow, this is a male or female. You get coaxed into the bedroom. You go to the bedroom. There's dog hair all over that. Smells like dog. The dog has to pop up out the bed when you walk in the room.
Jacoby.
And then jump down. No. No.
Jacoby.
No. No.
Let your brother have some elbow room on this
one. All right.
How many years you been
in the same relationship? 17 years. That will not stop me from acting like I have advice for single people.
Jacoby. When somebody arrives at your apartment, male or female, you sound so archaic. Whatever you're going to do doesn't have to get to the bedroom. What are you talking about?
I've been the same woman for 17 years.
Clearly. Yeah. You know when you walk into people's homes, usually they have a couch or a chair. Yeah, yeah. Floor.
Kitchen counter. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
The first time, you ain't going to make it to the bedroom.
Oh, okay.
You trying to get it as fast as you can, how you can, anywhere you can. What are you talking about?
Oh, we're getting fired today.
Can we please walk to the bedroom?
We're getting fired today. Jalen, you're the best. Thank you so much
for
the call.
If you don't mind, I'd like to take you to my bedroom.
Ladies, make sure you call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. If we don't get canceled tomorrow, we'll be back. Why is that, KRS?
Done. We're not done. We're not done.
Got to give the people. Give people what they want.
They're my little guys. I love them.